أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Today we spoke about a very important subject, which is the subject of the major sins as the approach of Shaitan. And since we cannot talk in details about all the kaba'ir or the major sins in one session or two sessions or even 10 sessions, we speak briefly inshaAllah. Whatever we cannot accomplish it all, we wouldn't leave it all. So not accomplishing something altogether is not justification for you to leave it and say, oh, this is very hard for me. Like many people, you will hear them that even in the sunnah or the daily life, you will hear that said, ya akhi, forgive. He said, I don't want to forgive, I want to take my right. But Rasulullah, he is Rasulullah. He is Umar ibn Khattab. He is the Sahaba. So that means they don't forgive. That means they can forgive, but I cannot forgive, so that's why I'm not going to forgive. Because they are greater people. But why they were there in the first place? For you to have a role model, to follow them. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came? So he can go take the maximum of the forgiveness, so you can do a little bit of forgiveness. And then next time, a little bit more. You are not going to match the forgiveness of Rasulullah, the patience of Rasulullah, the self-control of Rasulullah. But at least you are taking him as an example. As you risk in Salah, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have the best of the role models in who? In Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah. But there is three conditions. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ or whoever seeks Allah. So it's out of the fear of Allah. It's not for anything. It's not I'm patient because I have some dealing with you. It's not I am forgiving you because I want you to forgive me next time because this and that. No. Only for Allah. وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ I wish reward only from Allah, not from anyone else. And وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Always he's attached to Allah. So you cannot find the role model in his prophet unless you are following his order. How you will follow the sunnah of his prophet, the way of his prophet, while you are disobeying him himself? Cannot disobey Allah and expect to follow the sunnah of the Prophet. No, it doesn't work. So that's something I just wanted to mention in the beginning. He said in the khutbah that how shaitan will keep approaching the person. And subhanAllah, يعني, as the ulama said, the scholar said, the approach of the shaitan is the approach of a hopeless, despaired person, a person in despair, frustrated, desperate, he does not find any way. It's like someone, he wants to hurt you, he wants to kill you. But since he cannot kill you, anything is okay for him. But just to hurt you. Even he teases you, that's enough for him. If you, just, you are not happy. But he wants to kill you to start with, he doesn't want you to exist. But since he cannot do that, he will just keep going. Even a fly touches you, even a mosquito come and bite you, he's happy, but because you are hurt. So that's the way of shaitan, desperate person, he cannot do the great one, so he will even be fine with doing the little one. That's why shaitan, your adu, enemy, always, as we said in the very beginning, if you remember, will upgrade his animosity, will upgrade his hatred, will upgrade his weapons all the time. If the lower one doesn't work, he'll go to higher half. But shaitan is doing it the other way around. That means he doesn't give up. And the other again said, al-muqatil, or the fighter, لا يغير عقيدته, does not change his concept, ولكن يغير مكانه, but he changes his position. Fighter in the battlefield, if he doesn't work this side, he will try to attack from the other side, and they will try to attack from the other side, and will retreat a little bit, so you can come and put you in a trap somehow. So he changes the strategy, but he does not change the concept of fighting. Same thing with shaitan here, and subhanAllah, shaitan is doing that for us. And we are not doing that to obey Allah. We should also find our concept is to obey Allah. If we cannot obey Him this way, we have to find a way to obey Him. But unfortunately, what we do is the opposite. Okay, we cannot worship Allah, so let's do the haram. We cannot do this, so let's do the forbidden thing. Because we have no solution. Have you tried to find solution? You keep trying finding solutions. And then once you don't, then, but at least your niyyah is to find solutions, not to give up. A person who gives up means from the beginning he does not like the halal, he does not like the lawful, he does not like this, but he just want to find the excuse and justification. And we mentioned many hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Then we mentioned how a person should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from any major sin that he or she is doing. Because Allah does not leave it like that. A person do kaba'ir, it means he go to hellfire and just khalas finish, there is no way out. So this is, there is no reason for life then. Some of the sects in Islam, crooked, they are away from the spirit, that they said that. مُفْتَكِمْ كَبِيرًا مُخَلَّتْ فِي النَّارِ means the person who make a major sin, khalas, he is in hellfire forever. Repent or doesn't repent, it doesn't work. And that's in other religions too. This concept coming from other religions too. A person, that's why you find saints and monks and people like, they only spirituality, they don't get married, they don't involve in this life, because they know if they involve in this life, that means they are going to commit sin. That's why a person considered the most pure person is the person who's away from this life. But Allah created us for this life. So how can we avoid something Allah put us through in the middle of? Allah created us here to live, to go around, to have this city, to build this masjid, to be a community, to invite the other non-Muslims to Islam. So sins will be made in this process. There have to be shortages. I drive a car. No one can deny the benefit of the car. But no one can deny the disadvantages of the car too. If I don't have a car, I will be happier. But again, I will not do what I do when I'm having a car. I have to stop at every gas station when the tank is empty. I have to go change the oil. I have to change the tires. And the car can break down on me any time in the freeway, in the middle of the day, in the heat or in the winter or in the rain. But still do by this means I quit. I said, oh, I'm not going to drive any cars anymore. So how are you going to go to Houston? How are you going to go to your work? How? Or life? So there is this same thing that if someone tells me, why sins? Why Allah make us do sins? Because the package is like that. We are not perfect. Allah created us not perfect. So that has to be the whole package. So with the evil, we taste the sweetness of the good. So there has to be something bad, dark, to understand the bright. Sunday night, so when the day comes, you are happy. And the day there, but when you are tired, there is night to rest. See, opposites. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that for a wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا. Do not be hopeless from the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah does not forgive anyone who associates with him. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And he forgives whatever other than that for whoever he wishes. Now this can be a problem for some people. Means if a person commits shirk for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah does not forgive him. Okay, it's understood. But what if he repents to Allah? Still Allah does not know. That means if he dies on a state of disbelief. If he dies in a state of disbelief, what does that mean? That means a person commits shirk, which we'll explain, it means associating someone with Allah. And die in that state without repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means Allah will not forgive that in the day of judgment. That means he will stay forever in hellfire. No Jannah for him. But what if a person doing other than shirk, means major sin, say, person did a major sin, and he died on that state, he will go to hellfire or not? But not forever. Why? Because he is still a believer. We are not following the opinion of the people who said whoever make major sin stay forever in hellfire. No. Because everything is like shirk. They said there is no minor, no major. And we explained that in the khutbah today. No, there is major and minor by Quran itself. So whoever committing shirk, associating with Allah, worshipping someone other than Allah, is not going to be the person who commit adultery, like the person who commit adultery, or the person drinks, or the person gamble, or the person disobey his parents. They are various degrees. All those I mentioned, they are not even the same. The stage of killing is not the stage of adultery, is not the stage of drinking, is not the stage of gambling, is not the stage of disobeying parents. Allah put them in order in Quran. Shirk first, killing a human Muslim, a person without the right first, second, committing adultery, third. So why Allah put him in that order? Because various degrees. So if a person died on a state of doing the major sin, but here there is a little bit detail has to be said. He died on that state and he knows that he is disobeying Allah. He knows that he is doing wrong. Not thinking, it is okay to drink. Fine. Now this is a kafir, khalas, finish. This stage is kufr. If a person said drinking is fine, I mean, I don't think it makes sense that Allah make it haram. It's kafir, because he's denying something. Allah said it is haram. Allah said it is wrong. You do it means you are a disobedient Muslim. Person who is doing it is a disobedient Muslim, but he cannot say insist on it. That means, yeah, I will not pray. Yeah, I don't pray. Prayer is for old people, old times. Now we are in modern life. We go here and there. As kafir, it denies the prayer. If you deny any punishment, or deny any right, or deny any worship, or deny anything which is part of our religion of Islam, he's a kafir, disbeliever. He's not a Muslim anymore. But if a person dies in a stage of committing a major sin, he will go to hellfire for punishment of that sin. Then after he finishes his term, where he's going to go? To Jannah. We'll go to Jannah, so he will not stay there for... So the mu'min is from Ahl Jannah, from the people, mu'min means believer, from the people or dwellers of Jannah, even if he go to hellfire first. And the mushrik is from the people of hellfire as long as he dies in the state of shirk. That verse, Allah forgive anything below shirk, and forgive the person who repents from shirk. But even if the person who made the major sin did not repent, he will go to Jannah later, after hellfire first. As Rasulullah s.a.w. said in the hadith, that people will head to hellfire, then Rasulullah will intercede, and then he will prostrate under the throne of Allah, then Allah tell him, stand up and what you want. Said, ya Allah, my followers who are in hellfire, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Rasulullah, go get, you know, such and such, they will get them from hellfire. Then you say, ya Allah, my ummah, still there is Allah there. He said, get anyone who have the weight of a grain in his heart of belief, he'll go get them, but there is a lot there. And he will keep going back and forth between him and Allah to show you the mercy of Allah. Whoever have the way of an atom of belief, go get him from hellfire, put him in Jannah. Then he said, ya Allah, still there. He said, okay, go get whoever said la ilaha illallah one time in his life. Whoever said la ilaha illallah one time in his life, get him. But after he went first, where he was first, in hellfire. And don't say, yeah, okay, then I'll go to hellfire a little bit, and then I'll go to Jannah. Believe me, one day in this life, in the heat and the summer, it looks like eternity. And how long can you put your finger in hell, in the fire? This fire, yani, fire of dunya. You know, fire of dunya is the fire of rahmah, this fire of mercy. It's called the fire of rahmah. Because we cook on it, we heat our water. So this fire, in this life, is the fire of mercy. And it can still burn you. What about the fire of punishment? This is the fire of mercy, that you cook with it and this, and if there is a mistake, you can burn yourself, so it is awful. And how long can you put your finger on the of the candle, on the candle, just for a match, you know, how long you can hold the match after it reaches your finger, you just throw it like that. So don't tell me I will stay a few days in hellfire and then I will go to Jannah. A'udhu billah. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, before he died, when he was dying, the second caliph after the Prophet, when he was dying, he said, لَوَدِدْتُ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي طِلَاعَ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا لَفْتَدَيْتُ بِهَا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَرَاهُ. يعني, I wish if I have all this world out of gold, so I give it if it is to be given, you know, if I have the chance to give it, so Allah save me from the hellfire before I even see it. I don't want to know I'm going to hellfire or I'm going to Jannah. I just want Allah to save me. I don't want to ask him for Jannah, but I want to make sure that he's saving me from hellfire first. If I'm saved from hellfire, it doesn't matter later on. That's how much this people understand. So there is forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as the person did not die in a state of disbelief. After defining the kaba'ir or the major sins, and we said it is anything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah or his Rasul forbid us to do, that's kaba'ir. So if Allah said do not drink, so drinking is major sin. If Allah said do not commit adultery, means committing adultery is major sin. If Allah said don't, that means if you do, it's a major sin. Second thing, if Allah or his Prophet said there is a punishment for such and such action, or there is anger of Allah with those who do such and such action, Allah does not love those who transgress the right of the people, means transgressing little or big is what? A major sin. Major sin, they are transgressing the people. So if Allah doesn't love something, means it was what? Major sin. Allah doesn't love it. Allah is angry with it. Allah doesn't love something means he's okay with it. He says, I don't like that. I'm going to be angry if it is done in front of me. I dislike it. If Allah dislikes something. Or there is a punishment in life, in this life for it. Yeah, committing adultery, there is a punishment. Drinking, there is a punishment. A person who accuses a woman of committing adultery without, you know, witnesses or anything, there is a punishment for it. So Allah prescribed a punishment for it in this life. That means it's a major sin. So Allah forbid it. Prophet forbid it. Allah angry with it. Allah does not like it. Or there is a punishment of it for it in this life. All this means it's a major sin. Or the Prophet cursed, or said Allah cursed, or may Allah curse such and such. That means whoever doing that thing that the Prophet cursed for is a major sin. So that's generally. So there is hundreds of things like that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "As-salawatu al-khams," the five daily prayers. "Wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ah," from Friday prayer, Jum'ah, yani Salat al-Jum'ah, which you pray today, ila al-Jum'ah, to the next Friday. "Wa Ramadan ila Ramadan," and fasting the month of Ramadan to the next of Ramadan. So we have five daily prayers. The distance between Fajr and Zuhr and Asr, Maghrib and Isha and Fajr, there is actions in between, which sometimes you commit sins in it. And from Friday to next Friday, there is 7 days. And from one Ramadan to one Ramadan, there is a whole year. Daily basis, weekly basis, and monthly basis or annual basis. What about them? Rasulullah said, mukaffirat, means doing those are erasing for the sins in between. Bring Zuhr to Asr, this is will erase any sin you are doing in between. And bring Jum'ah to the next Jum'ah, will do what? Erasing the sins. And from Ramadan to Ramadan. In another narration, مَا لَمْ تُغْشَ الْكَبَائِرِ. So we are not talking about the major sins here. The little things that a person does. He looked at something haram. He touched something haram. He said bad words. He did this. He did that. Even if he forgot to seek forgiveness of Allah. So if he's forgiven automatically by doing what? By doing daily prayer, Friday prayer, fasting the month of Ramadan. Mercy of Allah or not mercy of Allah? Mercy of Allah. But kabair, you have to seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why we mentioned the hadith, we mentioned the verse, "Inna al-hasanat yuzhibna al-sayyat." The good deeds will erase the bad deeds. But the major sins, "Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha." Three conditions for a major sin to be forgiven. Three conditions. Minor sins, it's very simple. Just keep praying five daily prayers in Jama'ah in the Masjid if you can. Keep praying Friday prayer, come early and listen to the khutbah and pray. Fast the month of Ramadan out of the fear of Allah and hoping His mercy. Inshallah, all the small things will be forgiven automatically. But the major ones, you have to repent. And we mentioned how you repent. Confess, admit your mistake, your sin. Then regret and cry for your sin. Then promise Allah that you are not going to do it again. That's number one. All this number one. وَآمَنَ. You believe in Allah and you stay in the truth path from now on. وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَلِحًا. Do a lot of good deeds. And keep continuing in it. Allah will protect you from committing any major sin and will forgive that specific major sin. Also, there is another hadith we mentioned also today. The hadith Muttafaq alayhi was mentioned in many books of hadith. That also in the authority of Abu Huraira, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ijtanibu as-sab'a." Ijtanibu, you know what is the meaning of the word? Ijtanibu means go away from it. Give it to your back. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Shirk billah." Shirk billah. Many of the scholars, by the way, said, those are the kaba'ir, seven. But here, as we said in the hadith, there is many other sayings of the Prophet that he mentioned other things. That means here he told us the greater ones. Big major sins. So that tells you the major sins are not 1 degree. Major sin is, let's say, high-rise. High-rise is in downtown. Or the word high-rise means certain number of floors. No, high-rise is high-rise. One of them can be 100 floors, 110, 90, 80, 70, it's still high-rise. So major sins are high-rises, like high-rise. So major sins are big, but not all of them the same degree. So Rasulullah said, shirk with Allah, associating with Allah. Shirk billah, as I told you, I'm not going to cover everything in detail. We just mention fast, inshallah. Shirk billah have two types. Shirk is association with Allah. The major one, shirk al-akbar, which is worshipping someone beside Allah. Thinking that someone will heal or cure or benefit other than Allah. Fasting for someone than Allah. Giving charity for someone than Allah. Doing all the worship that should be done for Allah for someone else. Shirk, association, prostrating, making tawaf around a place than other than the place of Allah. This is all this shirk. And people doing it in the countries of Islam now. You go someone dead, sheikh or somebody, and they start circulating around his grave. That's a shirk. The association of Allah, this is the worship. Where do we circulate? In Hajj or Umrah? Kaaba. House of Allah. Only one place that you only go like this, around it. If you go other place, that means you're associating with Allah. Allah said, only do it here for me. So if you do it for someone else, even if a person doing tawaf around the Kaaba itself for someone other than Allah is shirk. So you have to be careful. Doing the worship of Allah itself for him and not doing similar worship for someone else. And the other shirk, and that's what this type of shirk, before we go to the other one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, whoever do this kind of association with Allah, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ, he will be prevented from going to paradise. As we said, he dies on that day. وَمَأْوَهُ النَّارِ, he will abide in hellfire forever. وَمَا لِظَالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارِ, no one will help the transgressors. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم also said, ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر, ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر, ألا أنبئكم بأكبر الكبائر, three times. Don't you want me to tell you what are the greatest of the major sins? قالوا بلى يا رسول الله. Yes, رسول الله, please tell us. So he said, الإشراك بالله, same one in that hadith, in the other hadith, association with Allah. وعقوق الوالدين, disobeying the parents. Not disobeying the parents means they tell you go walk naked in the street, and you said no, that means disobeying them. I have to walk naked to obey my parents. No. Obeying in the lawful things that Allah said you have to do. So if they tell you to go pray and you're not praying, you're disobeying Allah and your parents. If they tell you to be good, do not do these bad things, and disobeying. But if you disobey them for the obedience of Allah, that's not disobedience. So shirk, major sin. And the uquq was in disobeying of the parents. And Rasulullah was laying down while he was saying that hadith, he was like kind of, you know, supporting himself on his arm. Fajalas, and he sat down. That means what is coming is hard one. If he was just laying and some sahaba asked them and he was just telling them informally, then he sat down and said,